This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
Matthew, the 11th chapter and the 28th verse says, "Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Amen. The Lord is good. Let us bow heads for a moment of prayer. Most gracious and kind Heavenly Father, it is once again that you've allowed us to enter into this place to give thanks, to give praise unto you. And we come right now, Father God, asking that you would bless us, that you would keep us. Even in the midst of what we may be experiencing right now, we know, Father God, that you are a heavy load bearer. We know, Father God, that you will make a way for us out of no way, Lord. And so, Father God, even if we can't see our way through, as long as we can see you, we know that we can see our way through. Now, Lord, we ask right now that you would impart upon us understanding of your word. Without you, we can do nothing, but through your son Jesus, all things are possible. Amen and amen. Come unto me. Christ paints two pictures in this passage. One picture is of extreme weariness. This is the person who has gone as far as he can. He can go no further. He cannot take another step. The other picture is of extreme pressure. This is the person who is about to explode. He cannot take anymore. Christ does not say what caused the weariness or pressure, heaviness or the burden. It does not matter, for he is invited and he is given an invitation. The invitation is open. It is a simple invitation requiring so little and offering so much. When you come to the Lord, what do you bring to him? Everybody that comes to Jesus comes with problems. Amen? Is anybody in here got any problems right now? Precious in your life? And how many people, if you told them all the stuff that was going on or the pressures or the stress that you were dealing with in your life, will say, "Hey, come on over and bring all the stuff that you're going through and I'm going to help you out." Amen? No. Sometimes people will let the phone pick up if they know what you're going through. Amen? Because, and the reason why they do that is because they can't help you anyway. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. They really can't help you anyway. But here, he talks about rest, troubles and trials and things that we experience in life. If you are in this life, if you're living day by day, you are going to experience some extreme stress or pressure in your life. The thing about it is, how do you handle the stuff that comes your way? Amen. Because you understand that we all live in this world and we're all going to have some hard times. But how do we experience and handle the things that come our way? Amen. And everybody got some things that have come their way. The first great invitation to the generation is to come. He said, come unto me. Amen. Come unto me. Who is to come? He said, the weary are to come. Amen. Do we have any weary people? And you know what? You may not wear your weariness on the outside. But every now and then you come across some folk that wear the weariness on the outside. Where you can just look at them and tell that they're experiencing some things and that they are going through some things in their life. Amen. If you live around somebody long enough, and if they come into your presence, you will ask them, what's wrong? What's happening? You don't look right. Amen. But then there are some of us that have mastered how to go through some things and to look all right on the outside, but down on the inside, there is trouble and trial, turmoil and crying down on the inside. He said, I'm giving the invitation, not to those that look like they got everything going all right, not to those that look like they're happy, not to those that look like they got everything in terms of their finances. He said, I'm giving the invitation to the weary, and anybody can be weary. I wish I had a witness in here. This morning you drug it into the church this morning. You drug it up in here, but a sign was on your back, weary. And everybody can't read your sign. Everybody don't know what you're going through. Isn't that right? Your sign said weary. It said pressure. And it said I'm about to explode because I don't really understand what's going on and taking place in my life. And Jesus gives an invitation to those who got some stuff going on. To those who got some pressure going on. He said, I want you to do something. I want you to just come unto me. Not to anybody, because there are some things that your doctor can't help you with. Jesus said, you got to come to me. I wish I had some witnesses in here this morning. That there are some things that you can't find in a bottle. Jesus said, you got to get that from me. Isn't that right? There are some things that you can't sit down and talk over with your friend. The Lord said, you got to come to me to get it. And he says that the weary and the burden, the person who is laboring and heavy laden, weary and burdened, exhausted and despairing, extremely tired and weighed down, ready to stop and collapse because it ain't going like it ought to be going. Anybody in here? Ready to stop and just fall down because you can't make another step. Now, you know, I'm not talking about so much physically, but I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about you are weary and you need some rest. How many of you ever gone on vacation and needed a vacation when you came out of vacation? Amen. You had to take a few days off just to get yourself back together after you came back from vacation. But the Lord said, listen, you ain't got to go to a long distant land to get what I got for you. Aren't you glad of that? No, you ain't got to go on a long trip. You're going to do that. But and I'm not saying anything against you. You ought to take long trips. Jesus took vacations from his surroundings. Amen. But there are times when you just can't get away. that you just got to pull your own load, that you just got to do some things. And he said, listen, some of the things that is off us are working, right? Being overburdened with too much to do. And you know, I watch people, and sometimes we put stuff on ourselves because we think that we're the only one that can do it. Amen. Amen. You ever been around somebody that they thought they were the only one that can do it? That they were running around like a chicken with their head cut off. You seen them over here. You seen them over there. Seen them back there. You see them all around. That person is exhausting themselves to death. Amen. And when you think that you're the only one that can do something, I'll tell you how to find out. Die. Die and see. Want to go on. Amen. You got to realize that you are only one person, and you can't be, some people think they're omnipresent. That they can be everywhere at the same time. I got news for you that you can't be everywhere. The only one that can be everywhere at the same time is the God that we serve. You got to understand that you need to sit down somewhere. You don't hear me. Sit down somewhere. Amen. Sit yourself down. You know, my mama used to say something else, but I can't say it in here. Huh? Sit down somewhere. Stop thinking you're exhausting yourself. Amen. I'm the pastor and I can't do everything myself. Amen. Why do you think that you're the only one that can do it? You ain't the only one that can fry chicken. How many chicken fries we got in here? Everybody, all black folk can fry chicken. You don't hear me. So we find ourselves exhausted. Exhausted. Worldliness and carnality, the flesh and the pressure of the flesh. Anybody have to deal with the pressure of the flesh? Huh? Listen, there's all kind of pressures that come upon us, isn't that right? Flesh, you can get mad and be in the flesh, isn't that right? That's why the Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit in me, because sometimes we have the wrong spirit, right? Now, you know, the thing that messed me up is, why y'all think y'all can have the wrong spirit, but I can't have the wrong spirit sometimes? And I got to deal with all of y'all. Amen. Huh? Why the preacher got to have the right spirit? Every once in a while, I can get in the wrong spirit too. And we need to ask God, and we need to realize when we're in the wrong spirit, y'all. Just be truthful about it, isn't that right? Listen, how many of you all are kind people? Are you just kind? You're always kind. You're always loving. You're always patient. You're always gentle. You're always long-suffering. You're always that. Amen. And if you say, I'm always that, you ain't nothing but a hypocrite. Amen. Every once in a while, you get in the wrong spirit, and you have to say, Lord, help me to get back where I need. Anybody in here knows what I'm talking about? Because if you live in the same world I'm living in, folk will make you mad as Hades. Amen. They'll make you say some stuff that Christians ought not say. Isn't that right? And if you don't say it with your mouth, it's in your head. I mean, you're going to just be real about it. Isn't that right? Yeah, and they can read that. So I wish you could read my mind right now. God bless you. Amen. If you're just real about who you are and what's happening in your life and what happens when pressure. But listen, for those who are older now, stuff that used to bother you don't bother you like it used to do it. See, when you get older, when you're young, you're trying to impress folk. Amen. You try to impress folk with your drive, where you live, what you wear, ain't that right? But when you get older, you ain't trying to impress nobody. Y'all know the older I get, you know, the older you get, the more stuff you just say. My son was riding with me the other night. We went there, and I said, Dad, I don't know what you're going to say when you get old. I said, I don't know either. Because when you get older, you just pretty much say what you got to say. Amen. And you really don't care who like it or not, because you ain't trying to please them. You're trying to please God. But when you are young, you try to please everybody. But when you get old, you realize they can't do nothing to help you anyhow. I say, anyhow. Amen. And you go on with your life, isn't that right? That's all right. I might not have the kind of car you got, but I'm still riding. No, I might not live over there, but I'm live over here. Amen. So here, the presence of life, sin and guilt and the power of both. Have you ever dealt with sin and guilt? Oh. Have you ever sinned and then felt guilty after you sinned? Amen. Oh, Lord, ain't going to be no shouting. Ain't nobody going to shout with me this morning. Oh, no, I was born saved, Reverend, and I never. You a lie, and the truth ain't in you. You were born a sinner. Every child that was born after Adam and Eve were born sinners. Amen. So there's the pressure of trying to live right before God. Amen. How many of y'all trying to live right before God? There's the pressure of saying, Lord, I need you to forgive my sin because I feel guilty because of the things I've done. Anybody in here living right? Amen. Trying to live right. If you're trying to live right, you're going to experience guilt because of your sin. And that's what make you turn around and get right with God. Isn't that right? Now, if you don't ever feel guilty for the stuff you do, that's a dangerous person. But they don't ever feel sorry. Them kind of people will hurt you and smile at you in your face. Them the kind of people that will stab you in the back while they patting you on the back. Them the kind of people that won't shed a tear for you while you're going down. And when you get down there, put their foot on top of you. But oh, a broken heart, broken spirit, and a contrite heart, the Lord does not despise. So what the Bible said, what that mean, Reverend? That means if you did something and you get down in your spirit about it, you say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I did. Anybody in here? Maybe y'all never had to repent or nothing. Amen. But then you go before God and say, God, I need your forgiveness. And you see, when David sinned, the only person he had to go before is God. Amen. Now the Bible says, confess your faults one to another. That means what I did to you. Amen. That don't mean get up in the church and air your dirty laundry. Because everybody up in here ain't up in here and up in here because they up in here ain't got your back. And when you tell everybody your stuff and air your dirty laundry, they going to talk about you back there. And you're going to hear about it over there. And you're going to get up and say, why y'all talking about me? Because you should have kept your mouth shut. That's why I want to know when folk get to stand and start standing up and talking, what you going to talk about? Amen. Don't start talking about what's going on in your house. Amen. Because everybody don't need to know what's going on in your house. Amen. You need to keep that to yourself. And all that's going to do is bring pressure down on you. Amen. Because some folk might pray for you and other folk might pray for you and then still talk about you. Child, you know, I don't know why they're talking about you like that. So here we understand that the pressures of sin and guilt and the power of both money and material possessions and the unsatisfying sport or spirit of both. Some people got pressure because they got money. But the pressure is that they're afraid of losing their money. Some folk got pressure because they don't have any money and then they worried about how they're going to get some money. Pressures everywhere, and when all of that pressure get on you, you don't know what to do in your life. Pressure, power, and of loneliness, fame, and the emptiness of it, the ritual and tradition of religion, rules and regulations, pressuring you down. You're not knowing the truth of life is one of the major causes of exhaustion. Searching for the truth, but never coming to the truth, discovering, exasperated, exhausted, burdened down, it causes us to whip ourselves in conscience. And it leaves us empty, uncertain, and insecure about the future. All of us are concerned about what's going to happen to us in the future. Amen? Why should the weary and the heavy laden come to Christ? Very simply, Christ will give them rest. Christ will give rest to the struggling and despairing soul, to the empty and lonely soul. No matter, and you know what? As I talk to people, folk deal with loneliness. Listen, you can be lonely in a room full of people. Huh? Lonely. You can be married for years and years and still be lonely. Listen, you can belong to a great organization and great things and still experience loneliness. How do you deal with loneliness? How do you deal with it when you go home and close the door and you're there all by yourself? And nobody understands that you're dealing with loneliness. Some of us are going to deal with loneliness when those children get out of the house and they go on to college. And you're going to have to face loneliness. I know you're glad they're gone, but there's something down on the inside saying, I wish they were still here. Because at least when they would bother me, I was lonely. But when you're lonely, amen, can't nobody fulfill that loneliness in your life but Jesus Christ. Some people try to fill it out of a bottle. Some people try to fill it with pills. Some people try to sleep on it. Some people try to, but loneliness, the Lord said, come unto me and find rest. No person has gone too far for Christ to inject his rest into him. What are the conditions for receiving this rest? There is only one condition. A person must simply come to Christ. That is the answer to rest. The Bible talks about this rest. It is not searching after truth through religion, as important as it is. It is not positive thinking, as important as it is. It is not seeking the counsel of true and reliable friends, as important as it is. The answer to rest is coming to Jesus Christ. Rest is available, but we have to come to Jesus Christ in order to receive the rest of God. I can't find it nowhere else. I tried to do all I could do, but the only person I can find rest in is Jesus Christ. I tried to find it in being a deacon and didn't find any rest in that. I tried to find it in being a preacher and didn't find any rest in that. I tried to find it in being a trustee. I couldn't find it in that. I tried to find rest in being on a choir. I couldn't find it in that. I tried to find rest in playing a music. I couldn't find it in that. I tried to find rest in ushering. I couldn't find it in that. The only place that you can find rest is in Jesus Christ. And I dare you today to get on home and get on your face and say, Lord, I'm lonely. I'm tired. And the only person I can find rest in is you. I dare you, because in the midst of whatever you're experiencing, you ever been worried about something? And then after you talk to the Lord about, you were wondering what you were worried about. You watch this. You ever been worried about something? And then start doing something else and begin to worry about what you were worried about. That's because you really wasn't depending on God. And when God had taken that from you, you tried to go back and get it again. But God has said, no, I'm going to take it off your mind, that you can rest in the midst of. Amen. that you don't have to stay up all night long crying. Amen. Because they left you. Because it happened. Because you ain't got no money. Because you're lonely now. You don't have to stay up all night long. All you need to do is talk to me. How many of you ever talked to Jesus and talked yourself to sleep in Jesus? How many of you ever been going through some things and start talking to Jesus and then woke up the next morning and God had took you through the night? How many of you have ever gone through some things where you needed some money, but God still provided a way for you and gave you rest anyway? How many of you ever been hungry and the Lord still fed you and gave you rest in the midst of it? Listen.
We hope you were blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com. Would you have heard the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning? This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday, school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernonpr@bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to PrayCharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.